Oh, man. This is actually making me sad. I think let's go before I actually start crying.
I'm gonna cry too!
Wait.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. I got one more tape.
Huh?
I got one more tape.
Wait. Another one?
Wait.
For real?
Wait, should we really check it out, guys?
I don't know. What do you guys really think?
I don't even know what to say. Okay, be honest with me. How many of you turned off To Dumb after that? It was like, okay, To Dumb, more like To Done. I turned it off immediately and hit record, and here I am, and oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, stranger friends of all ages, greetings! The day that we've been waiting for is finally upon us. We have dates. We have footage. It is a real thing. And they got it to us in 2025, just as they promised. And I mean the tail end of 2025. We are pushing it to the edge of 2025. And I couldn't be happier. I wouldn't call this a trailer. I would call this a sneak peek, with the most important thing being the dates. Folks, I have to be completely honest with you. I did not know Netflix Ta-dum was happening until last week. I think my niece texted me a screenshot saying, expect a Stranger Things trailer or announcement coming on May 31st. And I says to myself, self, May 31st, that's next week. And then next week got here, and it's today, and May 31st is today. And then I was like, oh, I forgot, Ta-dum is today. And I couldn't see anything concrete. I just saw that Netflix was having this live special tonight, and we were getting announcements from all these different shows, and I saw Stranger Things was on the docket, and I said, it's happening. It is happening. We're getting something. And then we had to wait and wade through all this nonsense for almost 2 hours. Now, I'll fully admit, there are other shows and other movies that I'm sure, like, some people are interested in. I liked seeing the new Knives Out trailer, and it was, you know, fun to see the Happy Gilmore 2 trailer. But as far as any other show, I don't think there was anything that I cared about. I have never watched One Piece, but I have to be honest, after watching that trailer, I thought maybe I should give that program a try. But it was like, come on, let's go. Let's get to Netflix. Let's get to Stranger Things. I mean, what else are we waiting for? I just was like, how many like bad banter between actors do we need to hear when they go, let's go to this YA group, let's go to this, and then people holding signs that someone handed them like, oh, we're big fans, we made these signs. Yes, I, you know, thought it was kind of fun to see WWE there, but I was like, let's go, we're gonna have to wait. I thought I was gonna wait till 11 o'clock to finally see the Stranger Things stuff. But then all of a sudden, and I had it muted. I literally had it muted, and I was doing other things, getting ready for a big movie month tomorrow. And I was like, wait, do I see Stranger Things on the screen? Immediately turned, and we got to see three of the original actors come out, the original cast come out there, three of the original boys, Finn Wolfhard, Caleb McLaughlin, and Noah Schnapp, all were there in person, and they got to, they like had fun playing all these old VHS tapes of clips from the years past, all the different memories they had. And then they showed like some of their fun behind the scene clips. They showed a moment with Gaten Matarazzo, who couldn't be there. They had a moment with Millie Bobby Brown, who couldn't be there. And then they had that fun little moment where they said, oh, I'm getting sad. We're going to leave. And then Finn Wolfhard stands up. He's like, I have one more tape. And I was like, oh, my goodness gracious, this is it. So I'm texting my niece. I'm like, it's happening. And she originally was like, I can't watch it right now. You got to tell me what's going on. But then she was able to watch it. And I think my last text to her was, OMG, 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 OMG. And I think her last text to me was, I'm in shock right now. And yeah, we are ready because we finally have the first glimpse, the first look at Stranger Things 5.
I think about that night all the time. The night it came for you. The night. All of this started.
Everything changed. We failed. But we need to be ready.
I have chills and they're multiplying and I'm losing control. Boom. That was my head exploding. That last moment gave me chills. So before kind of going through the footage that we all watched dozens of times already, I want to talk about the big dates. November 26th. That is a Wednesday night. That is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It premieres volume one on November 26th at 5 p.m. Pacific. So for everyone on the East Coast, that is 8 p.m. That is how time zones work. Okay. I know this because I went to college. So what's great about that is it's the day before Thanksgiving, and I don't know about you, but I have those days off. I might even have that Wednesday off. So I'll just be like staring at the wall until 8 p.m. And then I have Thanksgiving off, and then I have obviously Black Friday off and that weekend and back to work on that Monday. But that will give me enough time to totally consume volume one and get at least the first episode up, if not more. This is what I was hoping for, to have this during some vacation time to really focus on this show and get it out to you, the masses, the stranger friends of the universe. Volume 2, Christmas Day, December 25th, for those of you who don't celebrate, 5 p.m. again Pacific, so 8 p.m. for all of us East Coast United States folks. I don't know how the time zones work for everyone else in the world. I just know that U.S., from California to Massachusetts is 3 hours. That I know. If you're in Hawaii or Alaska, I don't know. I'm sorry. I went to college, but I didn't graduate honors. I'll admit it. But 8 p.m. for us East Coasters, and then the finale. The finale. I love that they did this. They made one episode, one night, New Year's Eve, 8 p.m., where nobody leaves the house, nobody goes out, everyone stays home. Oh, or is that just me? Yes. Here's the good thing. My wife and I generally don't do anything on New Year's Eve anyway. We chill out, we get Chinese food, we watch TV, we watch Ryan Seacrest on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. We make fun of that. We post about that online. Then she falls asleep, and I read until about 11:50, and then I wake her up, and we say, Happy New Year, and we give a little kiss, and then she falls back asleep, and I fall asleep watching TV. But not this year. Not this year at all, because the finale is New Year's Eve, and that means from 8 p.m. until, I'm going to guess, close to 11, I'm going to feel like it's going to be close to 3 hours, I'm going to be watching Stranger Things. And then I'll wake up my wife and say, happy New Year. I'll be like, she'll be like, why are you crying? I'm like, no reason at all. So I kind of already know how I'm spending my holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, I'm spending it with Stranger Things. And I wonder if you guys will be spending it with Stranger Things as well. I just love that they're doing it this way. Now, I don't know how many episodes are in the volumes. We do have episode titles, though. So wait a minute. Let me see. Stranger Things 5. And then I'm going to go to the Wikipedia because that's never wrong. And episode titles. Chapter 1, The Crawl. 2, 3. Okay, so we have 8 episodes. We know this. So it looks like... I like that Netflix knows that at least 2 episodes will be, because they said volume. So they know at least the first 2 will be on November 26th. They know the 6th and 7th will be on November 25th. And the 8th, The Right Side Up, oh my God, that will be on New Year's Eve. So we have day before Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve. And wow, am I right reading this? I don't think... I realize that Frank Darabont is directing a couple of these episodes. I feel like I've missed that completely. And Frank Darabont, of course, the great director of such films as The Mist, or more famously, The Shawshank Redemption, and also the man who brought The Walking Dead to the small screen when it was really good. Wow, that's cool. I did not realize that. So, yeah, I just know for a fact that I will be spending New Year's Eve. Watch, I'm going to get invited to some cool party. And my wife's going to be like, let's go be cool. And I'll be like, I don't want to be cool. I want to stay home. Oh, look, we stayed home for many, many New Year's Eve. It can't be different this year. It can't be. Oh, please, I pray to the Stranger Things gods. Please do not make my wife want to go out on New Year's Eve. That would be just crazy. Oh, I would be so upset. Of course, I'd do it because I'm a good husband, but I wouldn't be happy about it. I promise you that. All right. I don't want to waste any more time. I want to delve deeper into the footage we saw. It looks like the first half is all like recap, all clips from older episodes. But then we get to a point where we start seeing new stuff.
I think about that night all the time.
I'm going to be thinking about this night all the time. So the trailer seems to be all older footage, just clips of season one, talking about when Will was first taken. But we do get shots of young Eleven in the tank. I can't remember the name. And we get shots of young Brenner. And I think really what we're seeing as far as new footage was Joyce and Will having a heart-to-heart. There must be a moment, and I'm going to guess this is early on in the first season, in the first episode, where it's like we are, you know, I think about all the stuff that you went through. And it's almost like she's trying to reach, you know, let him know he's not alone. This is all me speculating. That's what we do when we watch these trailers, these moments, these clips for the first few seconds. We're just speculating on what we may have just seen. And it just seems like that's what I'm getting from Joyce and Will's little conversation. He doesn't really say anything, except I believe that is Will saying, you know, everything changed and we failed. And I'm guessing that means like, we saw the end of Stranger Things 4, and we saw that, you know, Vecna won, and the Upside Down was coming out into the real world, and it's interesting seeing them feel like they failed.
Everything changed. We failed. To be ready.
Ooh, I love him saying we need to be ready. I love him being like, we're going to fight back. And this is where we get the dates, November 22nd, Christmas, and then the finale on New Year's Eve. And then we get our first real glimpse at new footage. First thing we see is Joyce with an axe. Now, she's in a barn. We see something on the other side of the barn door. We don't know exactly what, but Joyce is not alone. In the background, there I count at least four people. I slowed it down on YouTube. I am staring at it right now on my screen. And behind Joyce, I see someone over both her shoulders, someone in between the axe, and there's someone in the loft of the barn as well. I have no idea who it is. Based on the outfit, I'm guessing it might be Erica up there. I don't know if this is Steve on the right. The guy seems to be sleeveless with a wristband on. I don't know if that's Steve or not. This might be Robin, I think, over the other shoulder. And could that just be Will? Now, he's wearing a green or a purple shirt. Is he wearing a purple shirt at the beginning? I can't tell. It might be him. I don't know how tall he is now. I don't know. I love going through these, you know, blips by blips. Dum. And the next, like, dum, dum, dum. We see three different groups of two. We see Holly and Karen Wheeler, and they look to be scared as anything. We see Lucas and Max. Max is still in the bed, still in some sort of coma. I wonder if Eleven will help wake her up. And Lucas is still by her side. And we see Steve, the man, Harrington, with Dustin, who looks like he have a bloody face. They are standing on some sort of tiled floor. And there seem to be all kinds of upside down junk and vines and tentacles, maybe a Vecna, all over the place. They have flashlights. They're definitely in the Upside Down based on the dark particles we see floating in the... And in this next segment, we see our hero, Eleven, who seems to be freaking out in a way. I'm not sure if she's trying to block something out. She's covering her ears. She is screaming. Her nose is bleeding. So she has definitely been trying to use her powers. And we see that Hopper is there trying to comfort her, trying to hold her, make sure she's okay. He still has his Thunderbolts beard, it looks like, and he's wearing some sort of stocking cap. The next shot is really cool, and I need to put this on my larger screen. I have two screens going on my computer, and I need to analyze this one and see who am I looking at here, and are there two people there? It looks like there are two. And which two are they? I can't tell. But there are two people in the Upside Down. I think one is a female. I'm not sure if two are female. And they are, I don't know where the hell they are, but they are at a wall of Upside Down goo. This looks like if they were shrunk down and were standing on Freddy Krueger's cheek, or I guess Vecna's cheek as well. And it appears like something is in the wall. It's not just a wall of yuck and a wall of grossness, but there is one part of the wall, one strip, like kind of brighter than everything else, orange, glowing, almost like it's some sort of egg or shell, and something is going to pop out of it and be disgusting and monstrous and scary. And I just cannot figure out who they... I was hoping it was Lucas and Max, and somehow they go into the Upside Down together. But it's not... The Upside Down is not a mental thing. The Void is a mental place. The Upside Down is a physical place that you can actually get to. So it can't... It can't be... It can't... It could be them, but it can't be them, you know, like going inside Max's head. Because this is like... But that person seems to be a little shorter. I cannot tell. I cannot tell, and I love that I just don't know yet. And then the next shot is an interesting one, too. Wait, did it get brighter around? I want to see if... I'm going to go back a second and see if I can figure out anything else. No. But then the next shot, it's an interesting one. It is Mike. It seems to be Mike, and I think that's Joyce in the background holding Will. Will looks to be passed out. And there are... Oh, geez. I'm glad I looked. Oh, okay. There's someone lying down in the background. And it appears to be a soldier. I'm guessing they look like they must be on some sort of base, or more likely someplace in Hawkins that's been turned into a base, like the school, high school parking lot or something like that. And we get three new kids, right? That's not Dustin's girlfriend. No, that girl would be too young for that. So we have three new actors in Stranger Things 5. Let's see if I can look up really quick who are the new Stranger Things 5 actors, kids. And I know some of them that got cast. I saw like there was some news. Wow, like people are already reposting it, calling it the Stranger Things new cast. You know who we haven't seen yet? Linda Hamilton. I don't think we've seen her at all yet. So I don't see anything about the new faces yet. I saw one thing article with the kid I think we see in the background, the chubby kid with the awesome glasses on and the totally cool like head of hair. Do we show who that kid is here? Wow, this was on Teen Vogue, and they've already updated their, these articles that are like clickbait, they already updated it with the trailer. I'm not looking to do clickbait. I'm looking to talk about Stranger Things with you guys. Yeah, I don't know who these actors are yet, or the characters are yet. But again, this is all fresh and new. I haven't done any research on who these people are. There seems to be, now that I'm looking at this kid in the sweater, this may be the group that is in the barn. Is that the kid in the barn? Maybe that's him, just based on that. Okay, I'm going back a little bit to the beginning of the new clips of her in the of Joyce in the barn. You bear with me, guys. This is a very exciting night for all of us. And, you know, the fact that we're getting something real, something tangible, is, you know, exciting, but it also means I didn't really have much time to prepare. I just hit record. Yeah, maybe that's the kid. That's not Erica up there. That's this kid. And I don't know who this other kid still is with the wristband. I'm almost positive that's Robin. And I think the purple shirt might be the new kid, one of the new kids that we see with Mike, who Mike seems to be protecting because Mike is a protector. He is a leader for a reason. Well, maybe that's not. I can't tell who these kids are. But there seems to be two young boys and a young girl, both with just crazy 80s fashion. I think that's Joyce in the background holding, it's not Max. No, that's not Robin. That's definitely Joyce holding Will in the background. And Mike standing in front of them, having his arms up in front of all these kids to make sure that they're safe, is pretty awesome. Now, these kids, see, a year has passed, right? So these kids have no idea what's going on and are just starting to get used to whatever their reality is. And maybe now, after a year of like not much happening, the craziness is going to happen. I don't know. This is so exciting. It's been so long for us. But then this is when things really get tense, because it seems like they've been leading up to something happening, and we're starting to see like a moment where it appears that all hell is going to break loose. Again, that scream of Will, that second scream, is giving me chills. The third, fourth, fifth, 13th time I've seen it. So something, the bang is coming up from the ground. There are soldiers everywhere. And I'm trying to see, like, where are they? Are they just in downtown Hawkins? There's these look like metal panels covering something. Oh, okay. The gate that opened up, right? Remember we saw like at the end of Stranger Things 4, it coming like the smoke and everything coming out of the ground. The government came, this is all me guessing, and quote unquote contained it. They think they covered it. They put this thing over. They capped it. And they think they fixed things. And turns out they probably didn't, because bang, bang, these things are starting to move. Things. Something's coming from the ground up into our world. And I do love that it's shaped almost like a door. I just love that it's kind of rectangular. And soldiers are standing there, but there is soldiers already on the ground, so hell might already be breaking loose. They're like breaking through these panels. Looks like it's happening in more than one place. And the only one who seems to know that something really bad's going on is Will, because he gives that, the camera's right up in this kid's face. He gives that first run, and then that second run, and then it just... boom, Stranger Things 5, and I'm getting chills just thinking about it right now. I can only imagine that you guys are getting the same feeling as well. The final season, when I watched it on Tudum, you could hear the people cheering, and that gave me like a little bit of a chill as well. It's here. It's finally a real thing. For years, we've talked about Stranger Things 5. For years, we've talked about getting there. And we're finally at a date. And you know what that means? That means now I have an end goal for Stranger Things Forever. I need to get it done by November 25th. How's that? Perfect, right? And then we can all sit and stare at the wall for 24 hours until we get the beginning of Stranger Things 5. So I have a mission, I have a timeline, I have a deadline, and gosh darn it, I apologize for the swearing, I'm going to meet it by any means necessary. but probably not all that much in June. And I'll tell you why. Because June is my movie month over at Geek Mentality, my main official podcast where I do all my little projects. If you go to fansnotexperts.com, you can follow along with that all month. But it's not like as time consuming as you think. It's just I watch a movie, I talk about it real quick, and I throw a podcast up. Not a lot of producing goes into that podcast, just me talking. But I am excited to do it. I look forward to it every year. And tomorrow I will be going to the movie theater. I think I told you this. I'm going to see Mission Impossible 8. So that is day one of movie month. And hopefully maybe I'll get a couple things out to you guys in the meantime during the month of June. I just need to. But yes, now we have an actual focused time to get Stranger Things Forever out and done. And it's like I said, I wanted to get it before the season, however long it takes, whenever it's coming. This was kind of that filler in between. And now we know exactly when that date is. It's like everything we've been waiting for. But here's another thing. I mentioned earlier in the show that Wikipedia didn't have the dates. Well, Stranger Things posted an article. Not the dates. Wikipedia didn't have the exact amount of episodes, but Netflix does. They put out a blog post. So, and I'm sure you all know this by now, but officially, here we go. On November 26th, that Wednesday, we are getting 4 episodes of Stranger Things, okay? And the way I originally planned things was I was going to watch the first episode, get the first episode of Stranger Danger out to you, and then go watch all the rest of the episodes. I might just watch all 4 episodes that day. I think most of us will. And I will get the first episode of Stranger Things 5 out to you that holiday weekend. Now, since there's only 4 episodes, I will guarantee that I'm going to get all 4 episodes of Stranger Things 5, Stranger Danger 5, out to you before Christmas Day. Because on Christmas Day, we get 3 more episodes. And I am promising you, guess what? I'm on vacation. Where I work, we're closed between Christmas and New Year's. So I have all the time in the world to get you those 3 episodes before the big finale on New Year's Eve. And then on New Year's Day, I am hoping to get at least started, if not finished, with the final episode of Stranger Danger 5 for Stranger Things 5. I want to have this as fresh and out to you guys as possible. We've waited long enough, and I just can't feel good about making you guys wait any longer for new episodes of this show when you've waited long enough with all the rest of us for episodes of our favorite show. So that's what's happening. 4 episodes on the day before Thanksgiving, 3 episodes on Christmas, and the final episode on New Year's Eve. And I hope to have all new episodes of Stranger Danger, official main podcast, out to you in a timely manner so that we can all enjoy this together. In the meantime, Stranger Danger 4 is going to keep coming out to you guys. And maybe I'll throw a few Stranger Danger book clubs in there as well. But again, Stranger Danger book club might be something that we'll be enjoying for years to come. Because we know, even with this being the end of Stranger Things proper, it isn't the end of the world of Stranger Things. And that means it isn't the end of Stranger Danger. But it is the end of this episode. So listen, you can find me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok. We know that, right? Geek Mentality Mike on TikTok. Now, on Blue Sky, I also have StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky. That is actually the name of the profile. But if you follow Geek Mentality on Blue Sky, and really, Blue Sky, I really enjoy it because less negativity, but also a lot of the podcasters and people that I follow
moved over there. So I go over there and I just kind of hang out watching, seeing their posts and posts of them. And it's just, it's more fun. I'm enjoying it over there. So yes, Stranger D Pod is still on Twitter. But pretty much I'll post things there for new episodes because I want people to find this show. But everything else you're going to find over on Blue Sky. On Instagram, it's Geek Mentality. And on YouTube, of course, we know as Fans Not Experts. And the website for you guys is StrangerDangerPodcast.com. But of course, you can find Stranger Danger and every other podcast I do at FansNotExperts.com. I'm done. This show is done. This episode is done. I'm not the show. The episode is done. Stranger Danger is not done. Stranger Things is not done. We have dates. Now, I'll talk to you soon, but until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And just like Will said, RAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAA
Fans Not Experts.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.